Sith will be eroded.
Stop calling her my mother. Lima Zandrit is a criminal and a fugitive. There is no possibility that she will escape justice.
Would you strike her down yourself if you could?
I would, and I will. She means nothing to me.
Good. I believed once that I might reason with her. I believe that I could broker an agreement that would keep her and her creations in check. Now I fear that it is too late for any kind of negotiation. No reasoning or agreement is possible.
Has she gone mad?
Asked the trooper to Shigar's right.
If so, there are other options. We could take her out and talk to someone else, for instance.
This plan suffers from one small but fatal flaw.
That is?
Asked the Republic envoy.
Lima Zandrit is already dead. She has been for some time.
An icy splinter snapped in Axe's heart at those words, leaving her unable to tell if she felt triumph or grief or both.
I think it's time you told us everything you know, said Master Satil.
I agree, said Lorin. Since when do Mandalorians negotiate with anyone?
Ula remembered Jet telling him. They don't believe they have any equals.
You were the person Zandrit's emissaries were hoping to meet,
Ula said.
You came looking for them when they didn't show up.
The giant domed helmet inclined in his direction.
Correct.
Was Zandrit herself supposed to be aboard the Cinzia?
Asked Shigar.
Is that why you think she's dead?
No. She sent another. I believe she was here when she died.
So you don't know for sure?
Asked the Sith. Her face had a white, pinched look under her blood-red dreadlocks.
I am certain of it.
Did you kill her? Did you see her body?
No.
So how can you be certain?
Stryver tapped his helmet with one gloved finger. Ula couldn't see the Mandalorian's face, but was positive he was smiling.
She means nothing to me,
the young Sith said firmly, as though reassuring herself of the truth of it.
I just want to be certain.
Be certain of this, Eldon Axe. When those droids your mother created leave this world, they will consume the entire galaxy in less than a generation.
Ula blinked. The claim was preposterous, but if Stryver truly believed it, that did explain another puzzling piece of the story.
So that's why you were willing to talk to her,
Ula said.
Lima Zandrit was a threat, or a possible ally, just like the Empire.
A force to be reckoned with, potentially, said Master Satil. A force we clearly underestimated, but you wouldn't have taken her word on it. You must have received some kind of proof.
A demonstration factory. In 2 days, it manufactured 17 droids and 2 duplicates of itself, using nothing but the materials around it. The duplicate factories went immediately to work, making another 4 factories and even more droids. Their rate of reproduction was limited only by the energy available to them. Later we discovered how they send out routes to tap into the local supply, ensuring they never run out. Curious, we put the droids in the pit, and they prevailed against all but the current champion. Then the droids and factory self-destructed, leaving insufficient remains for us to probe the secrets of their manufacture or function.